The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Tuesday afternoon. With us in studio is Mary Bontrager. She is vice president with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and she also works on a number of other things. And we're going to spend some time talking about how and why the partnership weighed in on DACA, the Dreamer issue. And just yesterday, we added more fuel to the fire. Now, the Department of Homeland Security is taking a look at an additional 440,000 immigrants here in the United States that are here on a protected status, people that have come from Sudan, South Sudan, fleeing wars, famines, all kinds of things. And so the news cycle never ends. Mary, welcome back to the News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure to be here.
The Greater Des Moines Partnership focuses so much on regional activities relative to what it is that businesses and individuals are doing, better quality of life. Why has the partnership got into this question of the Dreamers and DACA?
Well, it is very much a regional issue. So as you might recall, Michael, last year we unveiled a report called Global DSM, an International Talent Strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really about ensuring that we are a welcoming community to all, particularly our foreign-born that are here and those that we want to attract. You know, we are a very fortunate region in our economic growth. We're, adding jobs. We've added about 16% job growth since the early 2000s. Our population is growing, and part of that really outstanding growth in our population is foreign-born.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the five-year period from 2009 to 2014, our foreign-born population grew over 25% compared to the national average of 9%. And then when we
stunning.
It's not only stunning, it's when you really do a deeper dive. In 2009, about 53% of our recent foreign-born arrivals that year came to us directly from abroad through immigration or refugee programs. And then five short years later, in 2014, over 54% of them came to us from another city in the United States. So
they transitioned from another city,
yes,
to Des Moines.
Yes. And when we ask individuals that were in that scenario, why Des Moines? And it's three things we hear over and over again. We're known as a community with great opportunities.
Right.
So the job growth and the economic opportunity growth. We're recognized as a safe community, and we're recognized as a welcoming community. And there are certain things in today's world that we can't control from a federal level, but we can control as a region how we want to behave.
Mm-hmm.
And so the partnership really does believe that many things have to be driven from a regional level and a regional perspective. So, again, when we look at a growing economy here in central Iowa, we're growing in our population. Foreign-born are contributing greatly not only to the talent pool, but certainly to the economic foundation of our community. And so we do need to be paying attention and investing in that 2.9% unemployment rate. And yet we're growing in
everybody
jobs.
Everybody talks about that. Yeah.
And everybody is important. And if we look at some of our key industries, so technology is an example. So across the state, 32% of our workers in technology are foreign-born. And that's such a high-demand area. When any given day right now, for every 50 job openings in technology, there's one qualified applicant for our companies. Healthcare, 17 jobs, one qualified applicant. These are the types of jobs that our foreign-born workers, and particularly our DACA recipients, are going in and they're filling. For these young adults, that they know no other country, basically, than America. And they have gone to our schools, and they're educating and preparing themselves for these job opportunities where we have need. So it's very important to us that we get behind and encourage our Congress to solve this issue.
Mary Brontrager, ladies and gentlemen, from the Greater Des Moines Partnership. You know, a couple of comments from what you just said. None of this should be very surprising to us because it's an Iowa way. It was, 30-some years ago that Governor Robert Ray welcomed boatloads of Tie-Dem to this community. And those individuals have contributed greatly to the growth and prosperity of our area. And so that is not – so it is the Iowa way. The other thing I'm going to try this. I'm going to play devil's advocate for just a moment. And I'm going to give you the pushback. The pushback is well, wait a minute. Why should we be accepting all of these foreign-born people? They are taking jobs away from naturally born American citizens.
Well, again, I would go back to what I mentioned earlier. When we have an industry that is so important to us, like technology, and we have 50 job openings and one qualified applicant, there are plenty of opportunities for native-born and foreign-born.
Yeah.
And we need all. And as we say, we can't afford to leave anyone on the sidelines, and we can't afford to close our doors to anyone who, again, has prepared themselves for these wonderful career opportunities that we're creating.
The stunning thing that you just said, Mary, about those numbers were that the amount of people that have come to the United States previously, settled in other communities, and then they get the word that Des Moines is a welcoming, safe, and economic boom, and so they move here. And anybody that's gone outside of their home can see how our region has changed dramatically just in the past 10 or 15 years. I mean, one of my favorite places to go is Aldi. I go to Aldi, and it's like going to the United Nations of grocery stores. You know, it's really an interesting opportunity to see all of these people. And so many are now frightened. Quite frankly, I mean, they don't know exactly what to do. I mean, we can be welcoming as all we want to be, but there was a horrible news story yesterday. Rekha Basu just had an article about a young man who had less than, I think it was an, I don't know what a gram of marijuana is like. I have no idea. But anyway, and he's been in jail now for 8 months waiting deportation. He's never known. He came here 11 months old. You know, what are we doing? And so you do have to ask that question, not just from a humanitarian standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint.
Economic standpoint. If we go back and we just look at 2015 alone, our foreign-born residents in the Greater Des Moines region contributed $3.2 billion to our GDP.
Yeah.
In the state of Iowa today, we have just under 3,000 DACA residents.
Actually, I saw the report. It just came out late yesterday, early this morning. 5,000 is the number.
Yeah, I think there's
was ACLU just put out a
report. Yeah, 3,000 is what our research has told us and national research. And it's sometimes the numbers get counted twice.
Got it. Okay.
Because they qualify and then they actually – there's the qualified, and then they actually register.
Whatever the number
then,
is, it's large.
It's large. It's large. They're very, very important to us. And if we lost 3,000, it's $188 million impact on our GDP every year.
Mm-hmm. And it's stunning to see, you know, we travel. We're talking about the Greater Des Moines Metro, of course, but you travel across Iowa. And in many of the manufacturing plants, the people that provide food for Iowans, from Storm Lake to Cherokee
Absolutely.
To, you know, all of these individuals, Marshalltown, that are working in these plants and manufacturing facilities that come from other countries.
Yeah, about 52% of the population in the area of the manufacturing and
Food. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Processing and so forth. They are foreign born.
Yeah. And so this all does have a huge economic impact on the rest of us. So it's not necessarily, you know, we don't talk politics on the Business News Hour. We talk about business and business leaders. When all of this came down and the administration said, hey, we're going to crack down on DACA, we're going to deport millions of young people, and now to yesterday's news about from CNN that even more, 440,000 individuals on protected status are now on the bubble. Business people from technology to manufacturing implored the administration not to do this.
Well, you know, the reality, Michael, is that we've had an immigration system for many years that has needed modernization.
Yes.
It has not aligned itself to the economic growth and the needs of our country. And for the last 10 years, this topic has been something that the partnership has highlighted during our annual Washington, D.C. trip.
Correct.
So we have had conversations with our delegation for 10-plus years. And we definitely know that we need a system that is modernized.
Modernized, and might I also suggest that maybe somewhere along the line we need to get something streamlined a little bit, because the length of time that it takes to go from wanting to come to this nation until you actually get here with correct paper, I mean, this is a long process.
Yes, and it varies by country of origin.
Mm-hmm. It certainly does. Mary Bontrager, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about dreamers in DACA and how the Greater Des Moines Partnership has weighed into this over the course of the past decade. When we take a look at going to Washington and having these opportunities, what are you hearing back from our elected officials? Are they in agreement that we have to do something with regard to the immigration laws? Are we hearing any of that?
Yes, we're hearing that there's agreement. It's like many subjects in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
There are two sides,
of course,
to each issue. If nothing else, I think this is now going to force at least one part of our system to receive some action, and we hope that action is very quick. And so if we can at least start tackling pieces of it, it's very difficult to get comprehensive immigration reform.
Apparently.
But if this can force some action on one part of the system and then perhaps go after the next part, as you've mentioned, yesterday was brought forth, that maybe perhaps in pieces we can Congress can find a way to get it done.
Mary Bontrager, ladies and gentlemen, Greater Des Moines Partnership. One of the things that many people don't know is this. You know, this is not a beat up on the administration. This is not a Republican issue. This is not a Democratic issue. As a matter of fact, there's a group called the New American Economy, which has been founded, I think it was by Michael Bloomberg, would that be correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And signed off by many Republicans and Democrats and independents across the governors and senators and individuals in government that says, hey, we need to look at the economic reality of what all of this is the impact, not just for the Des Moines Partnership and this part, but nationwide, correct?
That is absolutely correct. We've worked very closely with NAE for a number of years, and actually they were a partner on our Global DSM International Talent Strategy Report. They have over 500 mayors and governors and business leaders from all sides of the aisle that have joined them to say we have got to find a way to get the immigration system modernized to meet today's needs. If we want to continue to grow our economy, it's talent, talent, talent.
Yeah. You know, we had a news story just yesterday, Mary, about the city of Des Moines is doing a new zoning. They're into a new zoning rules, and they're trying to figure out new planning and zoning opportunities here. And they've extended the comment period until the 29th. The reason I bring that up is because the last time that all of this was visited was in 1965. You think maybe things have changed?
Just a bit. Yeah. And, you know, the immigration system really has not had a good hard look at it for 35 years.
Yeah. No, it is time. Her name is Mary Bontrager, ladies and gentlemen, Greater Des Moines Partnership. We're talking about DACA. We're talking about protected individuals. We're talking about the economy and jobs and what that means to not only our local economy here in the Greater Des Moines Metro, but also nationwide. Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate that. And I think it's important that when great organizations such as the Partnership stands up and they say, hey, let's stop here for a moment and rethink some things, it's important. And that does drive policy.
Yes. Well, thank you again for the opportunity.
Mary Bontrager, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. What did happen today on Wall Street? As you know, yesterday we had a boom day. Irma had settled down a little bit, and that heated up the markets. What happened today? We'll tell you when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.